with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And just talking on the break a little bit about, again, more great beer and beer travels. And it's kind of what Barbecue Bob and I love to talk about because it's a... it's a hobby.
Because it's our show and we can.
Yeah. But anyway, you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I'm Jop and he is Barbecue Bob. Are we going to squash a pepper? What do you want to do now, man?
I think I'm going to let you talk about some squash because I know you've got some squash secrets. But I just want to give a shout out again to Jackson here for another great victory. This Hell's, phenomenal. I never knew the Hell's were lagers. Are they all?
Yeah, it's a style of lager.
Loaded with flavor.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This is wonderful.
That would be really, really good with some barbecued chicken.
It'd be really good with like another one right after.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. It's a one-handed grilling deal, right? Just turn your chicken with your right hand.
Taking a nap today.
Right.
Yeah, okay, exactly. So what are you going to do for squash?
Acorn squash. The little dark green ones mm-hmm. that look like an acorn. Cut the bottom off them just about a quarter inch to flatten it out so it sits on the grill and it doesn't mm-hmm. tip over, right? Don't get it so cut so deep that you don't create the bowl. I'm going to chop the top off it like you would a pumpkin if you're going to carve a pumpkin. Get all the seeds out, and then I'm going to put butter and brown sugar in that thing and put that cap back on top of there in direct heat for about an hour at about a 300-degree grill. And that thing is going to be buttery and sweet, baby. And you just, when you serve it, you pull it out and you take that little cap off there and a little puff of steam comes out.
Doesn't explode on you.
No, it doesn't explode. And then you mix that butter and sugar in with that squash uh-huh. meat, if you will. And then you just eat that with a spoon. It comes in its own little acorn-shaped bowl.
Probably pretty hot in there when you
open it. Oh, yeah, it is. And that's one where you can pull it off and let it rest. When you take the little cover off, that's when the heat starts to escape. But if you leave that cover on there, they'll set for 5 or 10 minutes and be perfectly good.
So you're putting brown sugar in it?
Brown sugar and butter.
Cinnamon?
You can. I mean, I just like the brown sugar and butter.
Maybe raisins? Maybe raisins or something, mm-hmm. a little fruit or something like that?
Yep, I've substituted maple syrup for the brown sugar as well.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. You know what? Squash is not my favorite vegetable, but when it's all buttery and sugary, it's kind of good.
So that's a butternut squash?
No, it's an acorn squash.
Acorn squash.
Acorn squash, yep.
Okay.
Is what that's called.
All right.
So the butternuts
are... Man,
I
used to run from squash when I was a kid.
Oh, I know.
My mom would cook it all the time, and it'd be like all mushy, and like, eat your squash!
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, I was like, I was the anti-orange vegetable guy. I don't
oh,
want
really?
Squash.
Didn't eat
I don't want
either?
Carrots. I don't want sweet potatoes. Now I eat them all. Well, of course, I eat a lot of things
Bugs
now.
Bugs Bunny ate carrots. I mean, who wouldn't eat a carrot?
Well,
something wrong with you.
Yeah, I was always the Roadrunner guy.
No, you're more like the coyote.
Yeah.
So, okay, how about peppers? I've got a cool method for peppers here. It's a blue cheese stuffed
you
pepper.
You were on the blue cheese kick today.
You know, I love blue cheese. I can't help it. But this is... And it doesn't have to be yellow peppers. It can be orange or red. But the yellow ones, orange ones, red ones, they're all the same price. They're expensive as heck anymore. I think they're like about $8 a piece.
We're going to get a break on that because now's the time when they're coming off the vine.
There you go.
Your roadside,
go to the farm stand.
Yeah, your roadside stands are where they're at.
Yes. And make sure you get the roadside stand that's right in front of the farm, not
right.
the one that's on the corner of a busy intersection.
Yeah.
Because I just bought a bunch of stuff from one of those. She really ripped me off.
Yeah.
So three sweet yellow peppers, red peppers, whatever, about 4 ounces of cream cheese softened, a half cup of crumpled blue cheese, three strips of bacon. I'd make that like six.
Yeah.
And you fry up that bacon, chop it up if you've got like a nice rounded knife like the Alaskan knife. I can't think of the name of the one.
Ulu.
Ulu.
Yeah.
Chop it up real small. And then a couple of green onions. And you chop all that up. You lay it inside the pepper, and you just grill it for like 10 minutes. Low heat. 15 minutes low heat. Lid down on the grill. Again, It's going to be a half a pepper or a quarter pepper, whatever you want to give for a presentation. It's kind of like that tomato when you bring it out, you know? If you're a foodie, like if you're a brewer, when you come out with your, I mean, aren't you just really proud of like this certain beer and you can't wait till like your best bro comes over and you go, try this.
Yeah, and when you own your brewery, you get to do that all the time, you know, just to find somebody who's interested who will let you talk at them. And
Excuse me, sir, what's your name? Try this.
Yeah, I'm on the list. That's cool.
So
yeah.
It's the same way with food, right? If you really pulled something off and you nailed it, well, that's the way those peppers. I learned to do that in Chicago. This cool chef in Chicago taught me that with the tomatoes and the blue cheese. These peppers are the same way. It's going to look really nice because you got your vegetable. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It is the weekend, and it's vegetable weekend. No jokes.
That's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. Back to the onions, okay?
Vidalia.
Yes, exactly. Sweet onion. Those Georgia Vidalias are wonderful. I do a couple things with them that I really enjoy, but just cap them, right? Take the top part off, cap it so you've got the exposed rings there. And our friends down at Old World Olive Company create some just fabulous balsamics that they have there.
You know what my new favorite is?
What's that?
The mango.
Yeah.
It's crack.
I know. It is. And any of the berry-flavored or the citrus-flavored balsamics.
Any of them, period.
Right, but the berry or the citrus flavors, and they've got a lot of them, but let's use that mango, for example. That's a citrus. Is you drizzle that on that onion, and just, I'm on indirect heat again, and I might be cooking a steak on the grill, and I'll put the two or three of those capped onions beside them and just let them go, and they're not going to burn, but they're going to get soft. And they're going to start to cook, and
those are going to have to be on before your steaks are on. Then
certainly they are. Yeah, absolutely.
You got a half hour process.
Great point. It's a half hour on there, but with the lid down, and they're going to bake a little bit and get soft. And you know, I'm taking the skins off and all of that.
Cap the onion,
right?
Are you going to force lot it?
Nope, because I think that as it heats up, it spreads out a little
bit. Are you going to put some EVO and some cracked pepper and some sea salt?
I'm just a balsamic guy and maybe some sea salt. You know, I'm the salty, savory guy that likes that kind of profile on my grilled food. Okay. So,
Skin on the bottom then, so it takes all the heat and you can just take it off when you're done?
Right, yep. And it kind of, when you pick it up, if you got a grill glove or something, you just kind of squeeze it a little bit and that skin just pops right off of there and you've got nothing but
onion. Shoot it at your friend when you do that. I've done that. Cool.
So what do you got for an onion, man? That's my onion. Let me bust your onion.
That was my onion.
Let me bust your onion. Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes, and I love Vidalias because my cousin lives in Vidalia, Georgia, and she got me hooked on them.
How could you not? They're wonderful.
Well, I noticed they're like a buck and a half a pound now. I bought them when they were 77 cents. That's right. Why I keep that extra fridge. It's almost all beer and onions.
Right.
Weird. But works for me.
You're sleeping in the garage with a dog if you're eating beer and onions,
everything
brother.
You want, man. It's a pretty dog.
Yeah.
So I'll slice those onions up and to about maybe a half inch thick, kind of a steak profile, and I'll brush them with a profile of maybe I'm garlic EVO. I just love
it's a go-to.
And then just some cracked pepper and a little sea salt, and you flop them on the grill for about 6 minutes aside, medium heat, and you just get them to where they're hot and seared and a little bit cooked, but they look really cool when you set them on the plate next to that steak.
Right.
Oh man, they're so good.
Little grilling tip there, use a spatula to flip them. You want to get grill marks on both sides, but as they start to get cooked a little bit, if you try to get them with tongs, as soon as you put the tong under there and you squeeze down, all fall apart.
Good point. Yeah, you can't.
You can't do it.
You have to do it. Yeah. Matter of fact, if you have the spatula with a little grabber, works even better because it's a multi-part piece.
Yeah, because
I was assuming people knew that, but you're so wise. You're so wise.
Well, you know, that's who I am. That's my role in the show, Bob.
Like a furry little Buddha.
Right. So coming up next, scallop shrimp, maybe even a little jerk steak strips. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.